a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I got off my ass this week and did my tax.
It's October 25th, dude.
Nick of time.
Literally nick of time, isn't it? Don't you get fined after October or something?
Yeah, by the end. Well, you got to be like booked in, I think, by the end of October. That said, also, and please don't do what I do. Don't ever do what I do about anything. But there was a time about 10 or more years ago when I went like 4 years without doing it and then did all four at once.
Okay. Also, any truth to the rumour that you booked and then cancelled your appointment with the tax man? Not once, not twice, but thrice?
You're half remembering something. So you and I shared a tax agent.
Yeah. Oh, you don't anymore?
I did. I booked in with him once and he was calling me and these were Saturday afternoon appointments.
Oh.
And so I had a call from a number I didn't recognise, a landline, and I was like, well, I'm not going to answer that. And so I missed it, and then I realised, oh, God, that was my tax guy.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be doing my tax this afternoon. And so then I emailed them. I was like, oh, my God, so sorry. Work. I got called into work and I couldn't. Right? And they're nice. Like, yeah. I was like, can we rebook? She's like, yeah, no worries. So the PA booked me in again. And I did the exact same thing. I didn't recognise that number. Totally forgot I was doing my tax. And then twice in a row I sort of fresh aired him, our tax guy. And so I was like, I can't go back. So I went to a new tax person.
Purely because you didn't want to deal with that.
I was too embarrassed.
Oh, my God. You probably cost him, like, as well.
No.
Just quietly. You know, of course you did.
Our tax guy, mate. He would have enjoyed the half hour of having a cup of tea because he's probably a busy man.
Wow. And so did you screw over this tax person as well?
No, she's beautiful. She's a local Lara lady.
Oh, shop local.
Did my wife's tax and now she's done mine as well. And that makes life a lot easier because she's got visibility over Kalia's gear as well. And she's like, right, you guys make it all absolutely nothing. How are you still keeping the lights on? How's this guy, though? IT consultant has attempted to claim more than $30,000 of work-related expenses on his tax bill.
You got to try.
After saying his job required his service 365 years of the day from home. I'm always on call, which technically I am.
Well, so you are, and I'm on call adjacent.
Yeah, as acting assistant content director.
Yeah.
Alexander Shugai's claims include being on call for bosses in New York between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. every day.
Wow.
But they were described as fanciful as a tribunal denied his challenge against the Commissioner of Taxation earlier this month.
Ooh.
Expenses included driving his BMW for service calls and paying his wife more than $6,000 for cleaning his home office.
Oh!
Hey, you clean my office, we'll flick some money into your account, boom, claim it on tax.
That is smart.
He claimed a former federal minister had given him tax advice. So you think for all the Alexander Shugais that get busted in the world, how many just like straight through the system?
Oh, yeah.
He got flagged, obviously, because his claims were greater than those claimed by taxpayers with comparable employment.
Well, this is the thing. You can't fly too close to the sun because then the big red bat phone goes off and, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously be truthful.
$8,000 he claimed for home insurance, council rates, council rubbish bins and home office repairs. He also tried to write off more than $10,000 for plants and equipment. He does IT.
Yeah, but it's about the vibe, isn't it? You've got to be in a nice vibe. IT, horrible job.
$11,420 was claimed for payments to his wife. Again, this one for tax management, office cleaning and document storage.
And for Friday therapy.
Well, that's the storage, isn't it? That's the document. Or the claims, probably more.
Sorry.
The
I totally. That was way better than what I said. I should have sorry.
client service calls, lots of them. Yeah, anyway, he's driving around saying, $30,000 of tax and he's not got any of it back.
So, what did you try?
Just turning it on and turning it off again, turning off and turning it back on again.
The tax person.
Sorry, I thought
what
you
did
meant
you try with the same?
When I spoke to Alexander Shugai, my laptop's not working.
Okay.
That's all he does. Switch it off, switch it back on. That's IT.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's do a bit of this gear. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very good at their job, obviously very smart, very good at their job, always full of fun and interesting facts. I had a week off last week
It's fine, mate. Do you know what it is? It's muscle memory, and you stop to think about it for a second. So you just got to let it fly.
No, you're right.
Trust fall into your own face.
Well, there you go. Can't win them all, can you? Did you know back in 1494, the Medici family hired Michelangelo to build a snowman?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't get any photos of it, though, so it's a shame.
Did it happen?
Due to bad weather over the Alps, you'll like this one, in 1974, Swiss Air helped thousands of migrating birds who couldn't get, you know, sort of over the Alps by carrying them as passengers.
I love that so much.
Each of their little seat and their little seatbelt on. Birds that line their nests with cigarette butts have fewer parasites because nicotine acts as a repellent. So there you go.
There you go. So, yeah, you're saying to people it's okay to flick your butts because birds will get them.
Yeah.
No, don't you dare. I'm sick of seeing that.
Yeah. You don't see it as much as you used to, for sure.
I don't know.
Also,
if you've vapes. I saw a vape down in bloody Corio Bay on the weekend.
Quite often they're like flat. They've been driven over. If you've got bugs all over you, just rub some ciggy butts on your armpits.
Ah, good one.
Elephants can be right trunked or left trunked because they prefer to twist their trunks either to the right or to the left side.
Oh, my God. Bless them so much.
What trunk
That's
do you?
That's beautiful.
I'm fully trunked. Women apparently have more nightmares than men in the sort of nighttime as well as probably during the day.
Yeah.
A 2015 study found that people are more willing to save their pet from imminent death than a person they're not related to.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah, that makes sense. Did you know that adding a few live ants to milk will help speed up the fermenting process to turn it into yogurt?
Well, I would suggest stop using animals for things, you know.
No, they don't. They get out. They swim.
Yeah, I know they swim, but are they having a good time?
Probably. They're swimming in milk.
Use a frother.
It's probably great for their skin.
Yeah, it might be. They might like it.
Yeah.
I might, you know, I shouldn't say things I don't really know.
No, you shouldn't.
Speak to the ants.
Yeah. Fruit flies can be rocked to sleep using vibrations. Go to sleep. Go to
Little
sleep.
Fruit fly, just not in my ear.
Yeah, or peach. Synchronized swimmers sometimes bathe their eyes in diluted milk to prepare them for swimming without goggles. So, I mean, you know, things you do for your
sport
or your art.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it with one that'll hopefully make most of the gents listening feel a bit better about things. Gorillas members.
Yes.
Male gorillas members.
Yeah.
Are the smallest compared to the body size of any mammal.
Oh.
So they are about 3 centimetres long. Right?
Yeah.
So if you're out there going, I'm the same size as a gorilla.
That's totally fine.
That's totally fine, mate. No judgment.
No, exactly.
You're beautiful just the way you are, just like Bruno Mars says. That's Fun Fact Friday for this week. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's Fun Fact. Friday, I'm in love. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, a lot of people have dash cams, and there's this scam that's just been found that's gone on in New York. And I mean, look, it might happen here too. But people have been slamming their brakes on in front of cars, pulling in front of them, slamming their brakes on the highways, and then being like, oh, you hit me, and it's all like a big scam.
My neck sore, yeah. And compensation.
And the reason that they found out is because this chick had a dash cam, and then other people came forward and the same group of people were doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And that they put all the dash cam footage together and they found them out. And I've always thought, oh, do I need a dash cam? I don't know. Like people, you know, they're expensive, and then do they pay? Do they, you know, work?
Is it worth
the money?
You know, yeah. So I could have done with a dash cam this morning, I just remembered, because I came from Brougham Street into Mallop Street, Brougham Street, turned right into Mirrabooka Street up towards work here, and then turned right again into Corio Street to go sort of down the side of GMHBA building there.
Yeah.
and that's a one way. And as I swung around into Corio Street, coming the wrong way out was a big ass Ranger with like spotlights on and stuff.
What?
And I was like, is that a police car? Because you know, there's like, they've got black police full drives and stuff like going around at the moment. I was like, is that, because it was a black Ranger. And I realised it wasn't. It just had spotties on it. And he went up on the footpath and over the corner in front of the ice cream shop. So on the opposite corner from GMHBA.
Yeah.
And I just stopped and he just went like around me and I was like, all right.
What?
And then went off and parked my car.
See, and if something happened,
dash cam. Would have been very handy.
Would have been indeed. Let's go to Megan from Leopold. When has a dash cam come in handy for you, Megan?
Hi. It wasn't actually me. It was a work colleague of mine. A little bit different. So she had gone into the shops, left her daughter in the car. Mm. And unbeknownst to her, the daughter had started swearing at the mum, saying some not nice things and totally going off.
What?
And my friend had to then check the dash cam for something else and she went back through it and, found the stream video of her daughter, like, absolutely swearing, going nuts at her mum, which was in the shop.
Go to town on mum.
She was, like, and, yes, and it was very, very interesting. Let me just show you. And she was like, look at this. And, it was just like, oh, wow. So, so not quite the same, but still comes in handy, doesn't it?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.